Hey, we got in studio, we have a chance to talk a little high school basketball. I have three McCook High School sophomores to be who have been really big keys for the Nebraska Chaos basketball program. That's a really cool basketball program they put on. I think they start 10 years old or something like that, all the way up to the high school ages, different teams. They send them to tournaments in Lincoln and Wichita and I think in Omaha. We have three in our studios. We'll go left to right. The tallest of the bunch, Mr. Lance Koenig. How you doing, man?
Good.
This is your first radio gig, isn't it?
Yep.
But it's the first of many, right?
Yep.
Yeah, see, he's got it all down. Are you having a good summer?
I am.
I take it common sense that that's where you're employed a little bit for the summer.
Yep. Working there earlier.
Very good. They keep you busy?
Yep.
All right. Well, the middleman here, Mr. Mason West, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Did you have a good summer, too?
Yes.
Nothing but basketball, huh?
Yep, just basketball.
Is that what you could do pretty much all the time? If it was strictly up to you, I'm playing basketball 24/7, right?
Yeah, that's what I'd do all day.
Creighton Uresti is here. This guy is a little bit more, his schedule a little bit more out there with football and, of course, coming out of track season and basketball. You've had a busy summer, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Do I dare ask you which is your favorite sport? That's a tough one to figure out, isn't it?
Yeah.
All three are pretty much equal?
Yeah, I'd say so.
to satisfy the coaches, if they're listening out there, let's just say, yeah, they're all equal, huh?
Yeah.
You bet. All right. Creighton, we'll start with you first. The Chaos basketball team. Now, all you guys are playing on separate teams.
Mm-hmm.
The tryout process, to get on a team, you had to go through some tryouts, stuff like that, didn't you?
Yeah, we had to.
How'd that go?
It's not that bad. I mean, we start off with, like, some dribbling stuff, you know, not that bad. And then we go on to, like, a lot of drills and then, like, 3v3s, 5v5s, and just scrimmages.
Was this your first chance? Are you playing on all-star teams before? Is this your first one you've been associated with?
This is the first one I've played on.
Did it kind of turn out the way? Pretty fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
You had a chance to meet some new guys. I'm sure you get a chance to get friends. You make lifelong friends, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, Mason, you're up next. Now, this your first time you've done this before?
I've done this before.
Well, it's the same with the Chaos?
I've played on two teams. I've played on Chaos and then Nebraska Pride.
All right. Both really good, aren't they?
Yeah.
You bet. And what's been your favorite tournament to go to? Which one's been your favorite one?
Probably Wichita, because all my mom's side of the family come watch us in Wichita. So.
That's terrific. You bet.
So, my family members come watch. That one's usually my favorite.
Did you do well as a team there?
Yeah, we did well last year, but we did play some pretty good teams.
That's the thing about this team is every tournament you go to and every team is pretty darn good, aren't they?
Yeah, there's some pretty good teams.
You bet. Lance, how about you? Favorite tournament, best tournament in your mind, your team-wise as a team, what was your best one?
Our last one at Lincoln was pretty fun just because I feel like the courts were a little better there and had some tougher competition there.
Your best game? Have you had some pretty good games, you feel?
Some decent ones.
Now, we were talking before we started to go on. You feel like your game has really improved in a lot of ways, hasn't it?
Yeah, it did make me a lot better.
And what ways did you want to get better with this team with playing Chaos? What areas?
Well, I wanted to get a lot more confident shooting the ball and driving and with my left hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped me a lot.
So you're talking about your perimeter shooting, little mid-range jumpers, stuff like that?
Yep.
As a big man, do you prefer being out there or do you like your back to the basket type of deal or both?
Both. I like either one.
Because coach is kind of, you know, your size and everything, and hopefully you're not done growing yet. That'd be kind of nice.
Yep.
You're going to be playing a little bit of both, right?
Yep.
And was this your first chance as far as like an all-star team competing and trying out for it?
It was.
Mason, how about your game? Did it feel like it came along a lot more with playing with the Chaos team this summer?
Yeah, I got a lot more confident because I'm facing tougher competition, so it puts me in uncomfortable situations, so it helps me with my dribbling, shooting, and the passing, all the skills you need to play basketball. It usually helps me a lot.
So which of those areas were you looking to say, I need to get better at doing which one? Or all three of them, you want to get better, but which one in particular?
Probably ball handling and taking care of the ball and not turning it over, so that helped me a lot.
Of course, you're a three-point shooter, too.
Yeah.
You love to shoot the three a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
How about you, Creighton? Your game, did it improve? You feel like you improved in a lot of areas.
Yeah, I'd probably say I improved a lot, you know, playing a lot of different teams and a lot of good people. You know, it helps, and I got way better at shooting around this year playing with that team. And I also think it helps, like, with communication, talking to other people and meeting new people.
stars your team. You had some guys who are really good.
Yeah.
Is there a few? Were they all from Eastern Nebraska, or are they any from Western Nebraska?
It's basically everywhere around Nebraska, yeah. I'd say.
Some guy that, throw out a couple of names, that you had the chance to play with some guys probably are pretty darn good, aren't they?
Yeah. I got a teammate named Campbell Shoemaker. He's from Sydney. He's pretty dang good.
Ooh, a Sydney guy. That means you're going to see him in the years to come, huh?
And then Grady Riley. He's from Pleasanton.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd say Braylon Brooks. He's from Norton.
Oh, you had some Kansas kids, too. Really? Too. Wow, that's terrific. Yeah. That's good. Mason, how about with your team? A couple of guys. Any guys from schools like, you know, Sydney or teams you're going to see throughout your career?
Yeah, there's two kids from Cozad. Jules and Miles, and then there's four kids that go to Holdridge.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see a lot of my teammates. And then the other couple of my teammates, they're from smaller schools, mm-hmm. so like Class D, so we won't really see much of them in the season. But those other guys, we'll see a lot. It'll be a good competition to play against this season.
I have a feeling that over the years you're going to follow those guys. You always check out and see how they're doing, and they'll be seeing how you're doing, too.
Yeah.
You bet. Lance, how about your team? Any particular guys from Class B schools that you're going to see and keep a track on throughout the years?
Well, there's a couple guys from Holdridge and my team. There's also a few from Cozad. There's one kid from Minden also. Mm-hmm.
So you'll see them next year in the years to come, won't you?
Yep.
Now, you guys all three, and Lance, we'll start with you first. Not only Chaos Basketball, but Coach Imus has got you guys doing open gyms and stuff like that. And I think you guys have gone to a team camp or two, right? Is that right?
Yep, we did some spring ball, and then once summer started, we did some camps in Omaha and Denver.
You two, or maybe all three of you, I remember kind of teamed up with some of the upperclassmen and went out to Colorado for some stuff. Am I right on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. How'd that went pretty well?
Yeah, we won that tournament.
Kind of like it's pretty much facing the same kind of competition you're going to see at these Wichita and Omaha tournament. Really good teams, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
You're the tallest. You're now kind of officially on this roster. You're the tallest one now, aren't you?
Oliver's
Oliver. Oliver, I forgot about. Yeah, I can't forget Oliver. Yeah, you're second tallest.
Yep.
You're right in there, you bet. Creighton, I got to talk to you, too, about football camps, throwing that in, coming off track season. Football's keeping you pretty busy as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I got a lot of stuff going on. Got weights during the week, open fields. It's a lot.
Remember, I had Coach Petrosky in the chair across me last week where he previewed MFL coming up and kids that were going to contribute this year, and your name came up.
Yeah, I've been helping.
I mean, came up for the season coming up. Yeah. Come on, yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah, you're ready to be a bigger part of this program, aren't you, a little bit more?
Yes, sir.
You bet. Coming off track season, I know you love doing track and field too, don't you?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Do I dare ask? I'll ask all three. Creighton first, are you ready for school to start?
No.
Not even not close? Not a close.
Only sports, I'm ready for.
Just sport, do sports 24-7, put the books away, what the heck, huh?
Yeah.
Mason, how about you? You ready at all?
Not ready to sit in the classroom for 8 hours a day, but I'm ready to go play basketball during the
You're just you, all the time, huh?
Yeah.
All the time. Lance, how about you?
I'm not ready. I wanted a longer summer.
You could use another month off.
Yeah.
Yeah. When does school start? About the middle of part of August, I think, something like that?
Yep.
And you're right back at it. So neither of you guys are fall sports guys, so does Coach Imus have programs you can do after school during the fall season getting ready for the winter sports?
Yeah, I think there's a few workouts that are optional to go to after school sometimes. It's like twice a week or something.
Well, if he doesn't, you know that guy next year is going to grab you and you hit the YMCA or hit the buckets in and when you can at the high school gym, right?
Yep.
You bet. Are you going to, Mason, we'll start with you first. Are you going to come back and do Chaos basketball next year? You can do it for a couple of more years, can't you?
Yeah, you can do it till going into your senior season, I'm pretty sure. So you can only play until you're 17.
Uh-huh.
So I'll probably come do it next year. I really like it. I love my teammates. We're a pretty good team. We've played with each other for a while, so we'll be pretty good when we're older.
Glad you brought that up. Is there no guarantee you're going to get the same teammates? You got to go through the tryout process too, don't you?
Well, usually they keep the same teams together.
No.
So they'll keep the same teams together, and then they'll either add on or they'll make a new team, like Lance's team this year. It's a brand new team. So.
Okay.
So me and Creighton kept our same teams, and they added a few people to them. So.
Creighton, you'd like to stick with this bunch and see what you can do again a year later coming up next summer?
Yeah, I'd like to stay with my team and go through the next 3 years with them.
It's a lot of fun.
You bet. Lance, I'm sure, same thing. Yep. If we can keep this bunch together and see what we can do for a couple of years.
Yep.
Who's your coach? Where were your coaches from?
His name is Carter, and he worked at the University of Kearney.
Okay, UNK, very good. I should be asking the coaches. That's the last guy you kind of think of. You think of your teammates like, what's my coach's name? I just call him coach all the time, for crying out loud. Yeah. So, well, thanks for coming in, guys. I followed the Nebraska Chaos Facebook pages, and of course the parents posted pictures, something like that. It sounded like you guys you went to Wichita, Omaha. Where else?
Lincoln.
We went to Omaha twice, Lincoln twice, and then now this following weekend we're going to Wichita.
And you got one more in Wichita
yeah.
for you guys, but you're not gonna. Your team's. How come your team's not gonna go?
We'll be there.
Yeah, it's your team. His team's.
Your team's not gonna go. Just decided other things going on and just no time, huh?
Yep.
Kind of a bummer. Could you hook on with somebody else? Do these guys need a big guy? You could play with those guys maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Just if your roster's set, your roster's set. You bet. One more time, Creighton, I got to ask you, when it comes to spring track and field, what kind of time are we going to run in the 100 coming up this year? I want to know what that time's going to be.
Hoping for a sub-12, probably like 11.7, 11.8. That's
okay.
What I'm hoping for.
Okay, all right. Get a spot on that 4x1 maybe?
Yeah.
Very good, because you're a 100, 200. Run the quarter any?
No, I don't.
Just a 1, 2, and the 4x1,
yeah.
Right?
4x4.
And that one too. Okay. Yeah. Very good. So, guys, thank you very much.
Yeah,
That was painless, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
I could see Mason was a little nervous. Creighton, you're a little nervous. Lance over here, I don't know. I didn't see any nervousness from the big guy over here. I'm just giving you a hard time. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.